you have a battle taking place between some unionized daycare operators and non-unionized and so-called unregulated, which often involves parents, grandparents, neighbors, for short periods of time or long periods of time, while a child is an infant, before school, after school, et cetera, et cetera. And I have heard remarkably little from the political parties on this, other than the Liberal Party put forward legislation that essentially favored unionized daycare and favors school-delivered daycare. Where do the parties stand?
Right. So I think you see in the Liberal Party their commitment to what they've already done in the past, continuing forward. They've stood up in favor of a national daycare program, which is interesting and difficult because at the same time, they've made moves toward making daycare more part of the school system, part of the Ministry of Education. That's the general direction they wanted to take, which makes daycare provincial jurisdiction. So then actually offering a national or saying a push for a national daycare system, it might not fit together so well with that vision. They've talked about... obviously, they're fully committed to full-day kindergarten. I think it's good for parents to understand the implications of full-day kindergarten insofar as it did put other smaller home neighborhood-style daycares out of business. People who run daycares know and understand that they gain more profit from children who are slightly older, whereas it's more expensive to take care of children who are slightly younger. And what full-day kindergarten did is pull all the older kids out. So there's a skewing of the market that's been happening for many, many years there. The NDP, of course, are standing up in favor of, I don't think they've mentioned national daycare, I'm sorry, but they've said they will have a moratorium on for-profit care. Again, what that may spell is less choice for parents who are wanting. Generally, what we see in polls and surveys is that parents, 75% of Ontario parents believe the best place for a child under six is at home. But failing that, then the other options they prefer are the ones that emulate the home environment the most. What I fear from all three parties is that we see fewer of those types of home environments that parents actually say they favor the most. So in some assessment, we don't really believe that the three parties are offering too much choice for parents at all. The Conservatives, of course, are sort of, they had first talked about being against full-day kindergarten, then realized it's a program that's already been rolled out. They're going to go forward with that. So I think it'll be a bit of the status quo with the Conservatives, perhaps with a greater understanding that pushing forward on these types of daycare programs run by the government is very, very costly. It does cost a lot of money to do daycare well, as we can all understand. We actually probably don't want cheap daycare for our kids.
Right. Do you think the Conservatives have run a little scared on this daycare issue? That, for example, as you mentioned, they were initially opposed to full-day kindergarten. Now they basically say, well, we'll keep it in place. Is it because there are so many young families who look on full-day kindergarten as a way of getting the kids taken care of so they can both then go to work, and that you're risking votes if you say, well, we're going to do away with it?
I think that that is the case. And certainly even in the last election cycle, they ran away from any type of, you know, distinguishing themselves from the other parties on this issue. Full day kindergarten. Of course, the TD report over Ontario's finances indicated that the program ought to be scrapped, all told. Certainly, Tim Hudak is not going to be doing that. There will be continuation of the program that has, I think, to some parents become popular. But I think that for us, anyways, the question is, of course, you know, when you're spending money in one area, you're not spending it in another area. We have very limited finances in this province right now. Full-day kindergarten is an extraordinarily expensive program, and it's a difficult one to do really well, costly one to do well. So in a way, it's become popular, and you know, once an entitlement program is put in place, difficult to remove it. But the question is, does that really offer parents choices? Does it offer them what they want? Could we not have done something different that would have been more equitable, i.e. giving money to parents that might have allowed them to free up their finances, especially when they have really young kids? And the polls show they prefer to be able to have a little bit more time with those kids.
Things like, but not exclusively limited to, income splitting.
Well, and those issues, they go right hand in hand. And the people who are in favor of income splitting, which is a, you know, to put it quickly, a way of allowing people to lower their taxes by being taxed as a family instead of as individuals, That certainly goes hand in hand. People who are in favor of income splitting tend to be against these major institutional types of programs that the government is putting forward. Of course, the reverse is also true. If you're against income splitting, then you like the types of government-funded or even government-run care programs. I think a bigger, if we could step back from the election this Thursday, a bigger question is are we able in this time in Ontario to build up these huge institutions knowing that our province is in a precarious financial situation?
Well, on the eve of the election, though, if you're trying to sort out where the parties stand in broad brushstrokes, Conservatives not going to scrap daycare, not going to scrap full-day kindergarten. We can be critical
status
of them.
Status quo, yes.
Status quo. Seeming to have some support and sympathy with the idea of neighborhood-based, unregulated daycare, be it a grandparent, neighbor, or somebody else in the family, whereas the Liberals are trying to restrict that to 5 kids maximum in that unregulated daycare center, and the NDP are basically saying it all ought to be run by the government.
With the Liberals, I think you just to highlight for your listeners, I think there's a concern around those neighborhood daycares going out of business. There's a real strong push there to have everything be government run. I wouldn't necessarily see any difference between the NDP and the Liberals on that front. There are some tiny differences in the amounts of money given, for example, some money that NDP are pledging to increase childcare spaces that the I didn't see that money from the Liberals, but in, I guess, the ethos of how they view things, I think getting rid of those, the Liberals with their Bill 143, I think it was, mm-hmm. you would see less choice and less ability of, neighborhood home care providers to actually function. There has been a stranglehold, though, for some time on this. I think those people running those businesses would have been finding it more and more progressively difficult to do their work over the past, regardless of what this election brings forward.
Andrea, thanks very much for joining us.